This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You just heard Mark Udoff talking about some of the changes coming to higher education here in California and possibly elsewhere in the United States, one of which perhaps is that not everybody should go to college. Commentator Robert Samuelson has some thoughts on that.
It's time to ditch the College for All crusade. Like the crusade to make all Americans homeowners, it's doing more harm than good. True, the expansion of colleges after World War II helped democratize what had been an elitist privilege. In 1940, only 5% of Americans had completed college. Now, about 30% have a bachelor's degree, and another 10% have associate degrees. But we've overdone the college obsession. It's become the be-all and the end-all of K-12 schooling. If you don't go to college, you failed, even though about 70% of jobs require no more than a high school diploma. But public policy has been to send more and more students to college, resulting in three bad consequences. First, we've dumbed down college. Even with lower requirements, dropout rates at four-year schools approach 40% of freshmen, and many graduates don't learn much. One study found after 4 years, about a third of students hadn't improved their analytical skills. Second, the college prep track in high school marginalizes millions of students who feel disconnected from its single-minded academic focus. School bores them. Finally, we're not preparing these students for productive lives. If they're not interested in chemistry and English lit, we still need to motivate them. We need, as economist Robert Lehrman says, to create different routes to a rewarding career. One way is to forge closer ties between high schools and jobs, through, for example, apprenticeship programs that train people for trades like high-skilled manufacturing. The rap against employment-oriented schooling is that it traps the poor and minorities into dead-end jobs. But the reality is, if we don't train many of our students for jobs that don't require a college degree, they'll end up in dead-end jobs anyway, or with no job at all.
Robert Samuelson is a columnist for The Washington Post. His most recent book is called The Great Inflation and Its Aftermath. We want to hear from you. Was your decision to go to college or to not go to college the right one? Go to marketplace.org, click on the link that says contact, or post it on Facebook if that's better for you.